I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key said, watching it right and say, can you see? And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on though. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before. And I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning. We take her down every night. We don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
This is the Morning Liberty Program. I'm RJ. Thanks for tuning in. Here we are at another Friday, the 11th of June. And we are examining what is happening in America, and myself, the power is down where I live, and like I'm looking north and half of the lights are on, and I'm looking south and half of the lights are off, and thinking in times like these, should we not go on this morning? And oh my, all of town now has no power. As I'm outside in my sock feet looking at, all of the power has gone down. And you and me were looking at the Gulf of Mexico area and realize how much of America may go down. If we have an emergency, does that mean we need to quit? Does that mean that we are done? And I don't think so. And as I look at my country, and I consider my liberty, I realize that even when everybody says quit, it's like there is no quit in me. I appreciate John Bailey, Apostle John Bailey, as he joins us on Fridays, that probably in his life he has issues too. He can have vehicle problems, he can have electrical problems, he can have personal issues. And sometimes, you know, that nagging voice in the back of our heads go, you know, can I go on? Can I go on like this? And we wonder, can America go on like this? And I guess I have attitude myself. Jim Phillips talks about attitude quite a bit with me on Mondays. And it's like there's no quit in me. And my family looks at me and they shake my head. I can't believe you just did that. But what's happening now in America doesn't fit in some box. And we wonder, are they doing this to us? Can they do this to us? Can this happen in America? And you know, what do I do? Should we choose sides and punt? Should we cower in some corner? No. This is my country, and we're not done. There is no quit in me. We'll be back to continue this conversation with John Bailey after the break. This is RBN.
aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's
1-800-583-1093. Sure. Good morning. This is the Morning Liberty Program. Thanks for tuning in. I'm RJ, and with us this morning every Friday, Apostle John Bailey. John, good morning. How are you?
Hello, 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 and good morning to you, neighbor. It's good to hear your voice again. How are you today?
Pretty all right. Just having my own personal difficulties, electrical difficulties this morning. And you?
Well, as a matter of fact, I think this is a time of challenge for us all. I have been having my own challenges. The most severe of them have been in the spirit realm, spiritual challenges that will play themselves out in physical circumstances that surround us. But we know the backdrop of the realities that we embraced is a spiritual scenario, either positive or negative, and it doesn't necessarily mean that you are yourself creating darkness around you, but there is always attacks in the spirit realm against anyone. Those who seem to embrace the light will have all kinds of attacks and all kinds of spiritual opposition. And when we look around us, we see not just in our immediate environment, but in the world at large. And right now, I think this nation is on the incredible attack, and it's sad to see what is happening. You know, the earth is bleeding. This nation is bleeding. Like someone took a massive weapon of destruction and just stabbed it into the jugular vein of this nation, and its blood, its very life's blood, is pouring into the sea, and we've only just begun to see the devastating effects of this disaster that they call an oil spill. It's more than just an oil spill. It's more than just oil that is spilling out. The very lifeblood of this nation is spilling out. Our land is in serious struggle. If people are still asleep, it's time for them to wake up. Somebody needs to shake this nation really and wake up and realize what is happening, not just in the environment, but spiritually. What is going on in this nation is leading us down to a path of destruction.
If we allow it, I think that destruction can come, that this destruction may do us in. It seems to me that I have been under attack all of my life, and I think that many of us may have felt that this attack upon our personal lives, upon our businesses, now upon this country, and understandably, there's all kinds of people who are just very upset. And what struck me a few days ago is that we have been using Barry Sotaro, or Obama, whatever you may want to call him, we've been using him as our whipping boy, blaming him. It's so easy to blame Obama like a whipping boy. But, you know, this really isn't his fault. He's kind of like a victim of circumstance. But every time I blame him, I diminish my own ability to be responsible myself, to be responsible for my reality, for my world, for my family, for my neighborhood, for my country. In fact, just a couple of days ago, there is a general, General Vallely, who publicly made it very clear that Obama needs to give his resignation and step aside. It's not about Obama. If Obama was not there and someone else was there as president, probably wouldn't have any effect on this Gulf area and the explosion and now the bleeding at the surface of the earth there in the Gulf of Mexico.
My brother, we have just entered a literal portal of time that will influence not only our lives, but also the lives of our children and our children's children and their children. What is happening now is what has been spoken of long time ago. When people acquiesce and just play as though they are unaware or just go along with programs that are designed for mass destruction in more ways than one and just act like it's not there, just ignore it and it will go away. You know, you say one day they wake up and find it's too late. Well, one day you don't wake up, and it is too late. At this point in time, however, I don't think we're quite at that point as yet. I still think a difference can be made. But people have got to become motivated with the right focus and return back to the foundations of faith from which we have so strongly navigated. It's when we look around us, we're seeing the results of our forsaking the foundational faith that made this nation a great nation. You know, I sometimes find it increasingly difficult to explain clearly how what we do, what you and I do on these days and on this program, what RBN does, what we do in this morning Liberty Show, how does it impact this nation with a deeper sense of appreciation for the freedom and liberties that we enjoy, or how it would benefit people's lives. But I am convinced that we are building vital bridges of communication from points of despair to positions of hope by reawakening the conscious awareness of this nation to the limitless resource of the power of prayer and the supernatural fortitude of an unshakable faith in God. This is what built this nation. And until we decide to return back to these foundations, we're going to continue seeing the collapse, the crumbling, and the decay, not just of the moral system, but political, financial. And now, behold, we have it looking us in the face. Mother Earth is bleeding, bleeding to death. And we're standing aside, trying to politicize the situation. It's more than just politics.
That are occurring on the surface of the earth, at the bottom of the ocean, I think we are just starting to understand, in fact, what may be going on there. It's not just one big gaping hole where it was just bleeding out. But I understand there's actually a very long crack along the surface down there. In fact, a direct line between the Great Lakes, and there are people, John, I know who have seen this. And people would say, well, RJ, where's your evidence? Where's your proof? You know, for some time I have walked among circles of people who claim they have seen. They have seen it, and they have been shown it years ago and have been giving warnings for years and years and years. I know we have this discussion on Fridays, but I know there are many Americans who are being instructed even in their dreams, and it's like in these dreams they don't want to believe it. But one of the things that they have been speaking of for years, in fact, is a great divide that may be on its way for America that would empty out the Great Lakes along the Mississippi and move down that body of water all the way to the Gulf area. And major cities on the left and on the right, to the north and to the south, to the east and then to the west, may in fact be completely engulfed in water because of the Great Lakes, this big crack upon the ocean floor, miles long now, may come to expand all the way to the Great Lakes. It's like dividing this nation in half, tearing this nation in half. And is it an act of Mother Nature? Is it an act of God? Is it a violent act of man?
It is an act of man. Mankind. Man did this. And man must shoulder the responsibility for this disaster. Man did this. Greed did this. And now, and don't believe for one second that they're telling us exactly what's going on. Not even close to it. The damage that has been done is not even, we're not hearing half of it. It's far worse than it is, than they're telling us it is.
It's like they're putting a Band-Aid on a bleeding artery.
Exactly. And
the effort, it's really nice that some kind of effort is being made, but I think that there is now no turning back. The damage has been done, it is out of the box, and we will never be the same.
No, not after this, my brother. I am telling you, the death toll of the environment is shocking. It's so alarming. You know, we're seeing a few pictures here of oil-coated birds and oil-filled jellyfish. They're not even telling us the half of it, my brother. We're going to find out here. Everyone will know eventually what has really happened and what's going on.
So
the amount of oil that's pouring into the ocean every single day. And it's been going on for quite a while.
We will never be the same as a nation.
No. No. Not after this. Not after this.
Who is speaking up for the dolphins and the turtles and the birds and the ocean life on the floor and in the Gulf area? It's like, who speaks for them? It's like somebody made the conscious decision to go ahead and cause the explosion on the platform there in the Gulf. And other decisions have been made that are allowing the oil to spread like it is blood in the Gulf area and spreading through the whole ocean sea. It's like this planet will never be the same. I don't think it can ever be recovered. It's just amazing to see right here, right now.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Back. Good morning. This is the Morning Liberty Program. I'm RJ. My co-host on Friday is Apostle John Bailey. Sometime today, go to the website, morningliberty.com. There is a Restore America Plan interview that was done just a couple of days ago. It's interesting. There is evidence in that interview that suggests that the U.S. Supreme Court has in their hands the documentation to tell Obama to step aside. Imagine the Supreme Court getting ready to say, Obama, your time is done. Nope, you can't be president anymore. And in fact, after the next commercial break, I have a clip from the University of Denver. Mr. Prager, I thought, would have some comments you may enjoy. Let's go to the phones and chat with Tennessee John. Tennessee John, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
All right, go ahead. You're on.
Well, good morning, John. Good morning, RJ.
Good morning, Tennessee John.
It's interesting, guys, that you would talk about the lifeblood of the world, the lifeblood of Earth coming out of the Gulf. John, have you got your book handy? Have you got your scripture? If you can, read Revelation 16:3 very quickly. It says, the seas shall become as the blood of a dead man. I ask you, have you not, this oil is brownish red, the color of the blood of a dead man. Now, I'm not saying that we're in Revelation 16, but I believe that we're getting a glimpse of much more that is to come. And Hosea, I think it's Hosea, talks about blood touching blood because of the sin of the world. Mm-hmm. These are things that people don't want to hear, but it's absolute truth.
That's right. Nobody wants to hear it, but it is the truth. They're going to have to start paying attention because it is the truth, Tennessee John. Yep.
Well, can you imagine, imagine if there were an earthquake like what is predicted, or if there were some volcanoes that go off. I guess they're saying that Mount Rainier may go off. If you've
actually
got
on the ocean floor right now, there's evidence that a volcano may be brewing now in the Gulf of Mexico as we speak. I will finish writing that article and put it up so people can see the evidence just a little later this morning. Go ahead, John.
Well, what I was going to say, you know, I think there was a time in history, I think it was 1911, when the Mississippi actually flowed towards the north. Can you imagine if the Mississippi reverses course and we literally are split in half with this oil going up all the way to Chicago? And a little farther in the book, it talks about the rivers became as blood, became blood, and they were given blood to drink.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And then Revelation 16:5 tells us that.
Well, if you got it handy, for those that may not have a copy, can you read 16:3 quickly?
16:3 says, "And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea."
And what are they talking about now? The economic and the impact, and they're talking about the ecological damage. And John, do you realize that they're talking about dredging the Gulf of Mexico, dredging the floor and building artificial berms? Do you have any idea, people, if you start doing that, what you're going to do to that? And I'm not a tree hugging, bird loving nut, but do you not realize what you're going to do?
That's like man's attempt to tell the sun, "You can't rise this morning. No, you must stay hidden." I don't think so.
Well, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And we have a nation that has put a president in place, whether we like it or not, that campaigned on change. And if you'll read Proverbs, says, "To meddle not with those given to change, their calamity shall come quickly." Hello, Mr. Obama. Thank you for the change, I guess. My future is secure.
Change. And this Obama can keep his change.
Well, he's not keeping it, and we're...
That's right.
What we need to understand is what we talk about on Fridays and so much on your show, RJ, people have to know that it is true. And we are who we are where we are, and we're going where we're going. But if you know you're going somewhere, prepare for the trip. You've got
That's
two
right.
choices. Take the right choice. It's not difficult. Take the right choice. Listen, if something that I'm saying or John says or RJ says rings true, don't believe me. Ask God to show you, and he will.
You know, I've been told that our discussion on Fridays may not be very popular, but when RBN did approach me, you know, in careful consideration, I wondered, for me, I realized that there are changes coming to America, coming to the world, and my hope was, what can I do to help save lives? This was a very serious consideration for me, and John Bailey joining me on Fridays is a part of answering that question, what can we do to save lives? And I appreciate John willing to come together with us and take an honest look with a spiritual view of what's happening to our country.
That's right.
The clip we will play after the commercial break. Tennessee John, hang on. And John Bailey, we'll be back after the break. This is RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
I'm without my hammer and my tape measure this morning, and yet here I end at the job site. I have to do, and my computer is down. The power is out in my house. In fact, the power is down for this neighborhood that I'm in, and yet this show must go on. We need to have these discussions. I don't know what it is that you're facing where you live, but they may think that they get to destroy America, that they get to take us apart piece by piece, and I'm thinking, I don't think so. Restore America plan, some of you may be familiar with some of those details. I've put just as much as I can on the website, morningliberty.com, so that you can take a look at what is going on. I understand from some insiders the assertion that if they, these global banksters, are going down, they're going to take the earth down with it. That somebody somewhere made the conscious decision, whether it was Dick Cheney, with Blackwater hit team that struck the platform, who knows? But as far as I'm concerned, there is no quit in me. There's a clip, Tennessee John, appreciate your patience and waiting. Hang on. I wanted you to hear this clip this morning. This is from Dennis Prager, that's P-R-A-G-E-R, out of the University of Denver. They came together. I figured you would enjoy his comments. Kerry, if you'd go ahead and play that for us. Thanks.
May I begin with you, Mr. Prager. If you had to identify a single threat to the future of our country, above all the others, what would it be? And then others comment as well when the time comes.
No, it's not Obama. It's not. If God forbid President Obama came down with an illness, nothing would change. Nothing. I believe the greatest threat facing America, I believe this my entire adult life, is that we have not passed on what it means to be American to this generation. You cannot, let me make this, this is not a sweet line. This is meant literally. A society does not survive if it does not have a reason to survive. That's true for individuals. Where there is a why, there is a how. I hate to tell you who said it, Nietzsche, but nevertheless, it remains true. We have lost the why. The greatest generation did not teach my generation what Americanism is. It's not its fault. It wasn't taught. This goes back 100 years to John Dewey, to the importation of European professors, to our universities, to a whole host of issues. The average American who deeply loves this country and even has conservative values cannot articulate what those values are. It is no one's fault, but that is the greatest threat. When we understand this American Trinity, in God we trust, liberty, e pluribus unum, that is uniquely American. It is not European. The French preferred fraternité and liberté and égalité, equality. We don't, as I explained in my talk. We believe in equality of birth, but not equality of result. When it is understood what America stands for, when it is understood that there is a moral dimension to a smaller government, it is not an economic question, it is a moral question. We give far more charity per capita than Europeans do. Why? Are we born better? No. The bigger the government, the worse the citizen. They are preoccupied in Europe with how much time off. Where will they vacation? When will they retire? These are selfish questions. These are not altruistic questions. So the goodness that America created is jeopardized by our not knowing what we stand for. That's our greatest threat. We are our problem.
Yes, sir.
I just want to add a word here. There will always be a sliver of Americans like Governor Palin's son who will enlist and know in their gut because of their home life, or because they're just special, that they know that we have to defend freedom. But the very fact that the United States of America is about to confirm to the U.S. Supreme Court a woman who banned the military from her campus gives you an idea of how deep this problem is. That is not disqualifying to Democrats. To Democrats, that is not disqualifying is a moment of darkness in American history. I would, obviously, I've been completely in agreement with the governor and my colleague. I would just add that I have never said this, so I have good credentials to say this now, because it's common for commentators to say every election, this is the most important election in American history or in our time. I never said that, except with regard to one, with regard to Bush 2, term 2, because if we had let... If we had fled Iraq, the consequences in the world for the ascendance of evil were too frightening to imagine. So I've only said this once before, and it was a presidential election. This is not a presidential election and is the most important in modern American history this November. This November is a referendum on what we want America to be. It is nothing short of that. And there is one party that stands for America's values, and it has nothing to do with patriotism, and I'm not attacking patriotic fervor or love of America. It has nothing to do with that. You can love America and be an awful American. You could love your children and be an awful parent. Okay? These things have to be spelled out to the left because they like to distort everything that we say. So the issue is not, are you a wonderful, wonderful person or love America? The issue is you have different values than America was founded on. And this is a referendum this November. That is why you must work your tails off as we are working our tails off. If we do not change both houses, we lose. That is how important it is.
Let me close this portion of our program by calling on each of our speakers in the same order as they were introduced to begin, beginning with Dennis Prager. Dennis.
Okay.
Folks, Abraham Lincoln said that the United States is the last best hope for Earth. That's the way he put it. Or we often say, for mankind. It will not be the last best hope for mankind if it becomes like Western Europe. Nobody has ever said Norway is the last best hope for mankind. Is that fair to say? This is, and I know I'll be attacked as anti-Norwegian because anything that we say is race-based. So with the risk of being considered anti-Scandinavian in my essence, may I say that nobody says Sweden, Norway, or Denmark is the last best hope of mankind, nor have they ever have they said that since 1603 about France. And so it has only been said about the United States. This is the force for good on this earth. It is not peace activists that liberated Auschwitz. It is military people who liberated Auschwitz. The left has everything wrong. And that is what this battle is about, and it's a heroic battle, but we have to win. We have to do it based on the knowledge of what we are and what we have to retain, this being the last best hope for mankind. Do we want to be? The left does not want to be. The president was asked, do you believe in American exceptionalism? You know what his answer was? I'm sure many of you know it. He said, I believe in American exceptionalism the way a Brit believes in British exceptionalism and the way in which a Greek believes in Greek exceptionalism. But Greeks don't believe in Greek exceptionalism. They don't. Except that exceptional ability to get Germany to bail them out of their problems. That's exceptional, I must admit. But no, but do you realize what that answer means? It means we are not exceptional. That's what this battle is about. Is this a great human experiment or isn't it? And finally, do we trust the United States to increase good on Earth or the United Nations to increase good on Earth? The left believes that the UN is a greater force for good than the United States. The United Nations just elected Iran to the Commission on the Status of Women. Do you know, this was the first time in 28 years of broadcasting I could not think of an absurd analogy, because you can't out-absurd what happened at the UN. There, to elect Iran, I can only imagine. Maybe the only thing I can imagine the Iranian delegate to the UN Commission on the Status of Women speaking about is a new color of veil that Iran will be inaugurating, and that will be an upgrade in the status of Iranian women. We are not only allowing black veils, but gray and blue as well. I mean, this is a country that tortures women who run away from their homes because they don't want to marry the man that their parents set them up with at the age of 11. And they are on the status of the Commission on Women. Who is the greater good on earth, the U.S. or the U.N.? I hope this invigorates you for the greatest fight in our history. Thank you.
Taking a look at the condition of our country now, our country, my country, your country, it's like it is time for us to be fully engaged. And where you live and what you're doing, I don't know all of the circumstances that you are facing, but there are some people who are saying that America is done. If they think they can destroy us, we're going to go away somewhere. And I'm thinking, John from Tennessee and John Bailey, that we're not going away anywhere. John Bailey?
No. We're not backing off and we're not going away. And there is something that is vital that we have to do, and that something is to convince people that they need to start voicing their opinions and activating those opinions and using the necessary resources available to them to stop the madness that is going on in this country, to recognize that what is happening, not just in this incident, this disaster that is going on right now in the Gulf, but what is happening in the spiritual fabric of this nation is prophetic. And it's also prophetic. I mean, we have been warned, and we have been warned, and we have turned a deaf ear to the prophetic voices over the centuries, telling us what will happen if we keep going down the road we've been going down. Now, suddenly, these things are coming into manifestation, like we just heard here in this speech. You know, we are responsible for it. We're responsible. We allowed this thing to happen. Many of us allowed it. Some of us stood by and did nothing and watched it happen, then woke up one morning and said, what the heck just happened? But what just happened is our failure to become involved in the design of our own destiny and to let others do that design for us, and they have designed a satanic pattern, and that pattern is prevailing right now. We're about to receive very clear prophetic insight as to the hour that we are in right now. What God is doing, what Satan is doing, and precisely what you and I can do if we seek to be dynamic co-laborers with Christ. This is no longer about religion and religious affiliation. This is about relationship with God and your foundational faith in Christ.
So you, no need for compromise. Obama cancel America's Day of Prayer is just so eye-opening for many people.
Yeah, and during Ramadan, half the White House was missing. They all took Ramadan off, but they won't do the day of prayer. Now, I had heard that clip before, RJ. I appreciate it. I wanted to ask one question, and then I'll leave. John, do you think it's possible? The Bible tells us that hell is enlarging itself. Do you think it's possible that with the constant drilling of oil when it was controlled, and now this rupture, whether it was created by man in a conspiracy or some kind of an accident, do you think it's possible that we are literally watching hell being expanded in preparation for those that refuse to hear the truth?
My brother, I know that it is possible, and I firmly believe that what we are witnessing right now is the explanation of that scriptural text.
Well, yes. I thank you both. I mean, listen, people, educated people, will listen to Art Bell and George Norrie, stay up all night, can't sleep without it. They'll record it, they'll listen, they'll say, did you hear about the aliens? Did you hear about the remote viewers? I left my body. I flew in my sleep. Much of which may be, you know, some truth to it, but they'll believe things that are so foolish that can be proven wrong in a lot of instances. But you got this book, listen, people, that has never been proven wrong. They'll turn a blind eye to it. They don't want to hear it, because if you accept it as true, if you accept the fact that God is a righteous God, and that just as you're rewarded for good things that you do in your life in the physical, that you'll get wages for sin in your life, that's death, and that hell is prepared not for any one of mankind. God didn't make hell for you or me or any other human. He made it for Satan and his angels. And men choose to go there because they refuse to believe the truth. You want truth, you want freedom, whether it's political, religious, freedom in life. You want freedom to Christ, Jesus Christ. He's the truth. You want truth, find truth, you'll have freedom. You will be afraid of nothing, because your future for all eternity can be secure. He's never failed. He can't lie. Take him at his word.
Interesting. Thanks, in the discussion of Art Bell and now George Norrie, when they go into issues like remote viewing and things like that, I'm thinking some people get the notion that, well, if we build a machine, we can go back in time or go forward in time. We can hop in the machine. I'm thinking you don't have to hop into a machine. By taking the hand of God, you can participate. You can go with God and examine
Absolutely.
Those kinds of things. In fact, I think right
Absolutely.
Now that across this country,
for some time even, God has been trying to warn us about his plans and about the... It's like we now see in broad daylight that the adversary, that the devil, in fact, his intention is to destroy and to steal and to kill. And we are like right in the middle now of this battle that is going on for America, going on for the earth, going on for the souls of mankind. It's happening probably more evident than ever. And I'm thinking, at what point, what will it take for Americans to come together and to come to God and, have an impact? See, this may be an example. Someone could say, well, there's your evidence. There's no God because he wouldn't allow this to happen.
Yeah, sure. That kind of reasoning.
Out of Tennessee, thanks for calling in. We'll go to Kevin from Australia after the break. This is the Morning Liberty Program at RBN.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634. Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Back in the morning. This is the Morning Liberty Program. I'm Art. Host on Fridays is Apostle John Bailey. I think if we examine this thing in the Gulf of Mexico, there are so many ways to look at this, but I think it is clear that was the platform attacked, America was under attack, okay? And I think we may see with our eyes,
but our soul can feel the impact of this on-purpose attack upon our country, upon the ocean, upon the life that is in the ocean, upon the shores of Florida and Alabama and Louisiana and the whole Gulf area. This was an attack upon us, and I'm thinking the adversary, the devil, he may think that he can get away with this. He may think that we're going to cower, suck our thumb, and grab our pillow and go hide in some corner. And I'm thinking it is not time for us to hide. It is now time, probably greater than any other time, for us to show, in fact, who we are. In fact, to show, as a country, who we are with God. John?
My brother?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
You know, if you had to make a choice between embracing the truth or being politically correct, you know, which would you choose? I believe, for you, knowing you personally, that you would embrace the truth. That's why you are who you are and you do what you do. Some people are afraid of being politically correct or of being politically incorrect. And some people are afraid of the truth. But I think what we're seeing today is the beginning of sorrows in a way that will define those of us who are ready to embrace the truth and those of us who are ready to embrace some kind of a compromise because of political correctness. It's time for us to identify ourselves, take our stands, and declare what we know as our truth. And the world will see, not just those around us, who we really are and where we stand with that. Because political correctness has been a pathway to disaster for so many of us. And now we're being challenged to stand and be counted. To stand and be counted. You know, we hear, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. That actually comes, it's a quotation that John the Apostle, a quotation that he made. And he was quoting Christ himself in his 8th chapter, the 31st and 32nd verses. And the exact quotation is, Christ said, if you abide in my word, and you are my disciples indeed, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The point is that knowing the truth, knowing it, understanding what that means and what it is all about, the truth about anything or anyone, is the catalyst of freedom. We have decided to buy into it. Vote for the lie. And now, we're beginning to see the repercussions of this kind of compromise. This is the beginning of sorrows. I think it has only just begun. If volcanoes begin to erupt now in this environment that is saturated with oil, my brother, the outcome could be a total nightmare.
Upon
a total, complete nightmare.
Floor there in the Gulf, there's a volcano that is brewing even now. And the crack, miles long upon the ocean floor, we are not being instructed about this very thing. And there are people, I believe, that God is already reaching out to warn, already reaching out to tell and to show what is in fact going on. And I think we are just beginning to see the results of this attack upon us. That is what this is. This is an attack by the devil upon us. And if we haven't taken the hand of God yet in our daily walk, it's time that we do it now. It's time that this country is prayed for by us. We need to come together now more than we ever have. With